Good afternoon, Desert Vista High School. Tuesday, big band. This is Roxy Koss. I'll be adjudicating for you today. I'm also going to be doing your clinic. Looking forward to that. And I'm looking forward to hearing you. Feeling a little fast for you guys, but I don't think it needs to be. You know, you're making it. So how to address that? Relax. A little bit lighter. More air, but less volume. When you have those eighth note ones, use the accents. Dab it, dab it, dab it. Right, right. Da, da, do that. Crescendo through the end of the line. Ba, ba, ba. Sounds the same thing. Lighten up. Use the accents. Right now. There's just so much volume going on. I want to hear more hi-hat. Adam. Don't worry about playing so many notes. It's a blues. Take your time. Play some music. There we go. So I want you to listen to some blueses. I mean, you have an infinite number of recordings to check out and grab some phrases from. Utilize the language. Right now, you've got a great facility on the trumpet, but you're coming from a place of scales and chords rather than language. All right, I want to hear more air support. Okay, again, I want to hear more air support from the altos. And I'm not really hearing the language. You guys, this is a blues. Take some phrases from your favorite solos. Careful not to use the major scale. The line, you know, start big. If you're going down, if the melody moves down, so should your volume. Shape the line more. both have nice big sounds down low. I want to hear it more exaggerated. These phrases are coming from bebop, and I'm not hearing the bebop style translated. So one thing that I love about sax section solis is the different roles that you play. So if you're a Barry player, you want to start to check out some bass lines. Who are your favorite bass players, and how do I emulate that on my horn? Yeah. All right, great job keeping the time through that. That's a really hard thing to do. You guys did a great job of keeping the time. Trumpet and lead alto, you gotta make sure you have enough stamina and air for that last note. It's so important.
Thank you so much. That was a composition by Andy Weiner, arranged by Peter Blair, and it's called Cruisin' for a Bluesin'. That was originally recorded by the Maynard Ferguson Big Bop New Road Band. So thanks a lot for listening. We're now going to play a tune written in memory of Quentin Butter Jackson, who played with the Duke Ellington Band, and it's actually going to feature our lead trombone player in the end on a plunger solo and also our pianist, Animesh Gupta. So I hope you enjoy Butter.
So when you switch to the mutes, you have to figure out the new balance. Everything sounds a little muddy right now. Make sure you're listening and not overblowing what your part should be. This should be real soft and sensitive, real gentle, like a whisper. Beautiful sound going on. So altos, we gotta work on your sounds and your tones. Bass player doing a great job. We need to be shaping these lines more. Check out, you know, I'm almost hearing like Birth of the Cool here. Do-do-da! You know, really exaggerate and shape these lines. Make it move. Creep in, start real soft and then build, and then forte piano. You know, there's so much opportunity for the interpretation on those lines. Alright, I'm wondering, it might be nice to hear some brushes on this. Give yourself room to grow into the sticks towards the end of the song. So good. Don't lose that energy. Right now the time feel, you know, this is such a hard tempo because you don't want to rush, but you don't want to lose the energy. And right now I'm losing the energy. And guitar player, you need to know your role with that too. Are you helping the time? Are you accompanying? Are you providing texture? Right now it's a little ambiguous. So I want to hear those counter lines more, and what that means is alto or sax is when you finish your phrases, come down, leave room for the trombones. Trombones, you creep in and you make more bravado out of those counter melodies. Again, are you crescendoing? Are you decrescendoing the end of that note? Ba-do-da! You know, make choices. And lead trumpet player, you should take some responsibility in making those choices too. Don't rely on your band director to do everything for you. Piano player, I want you to think about what type of solo you're gonna play on this song, you know. Are you going for that lyrical approach? And are you checking out some piano players who do that style well and emulating them? More air, more air. Much opportunity for accents and crescendos. A little bit sloppy there. We need more air support. Lost some time there. So whenever you're playing this type of tempo, you've got to be subdividing. this trombone playing. That was actually a great job of providing the counter melody to the trombone solo. Okay, I feel like we're faking our way through those notes. Take your time with everything. Mike, don't be afraid to direct that more at the end. It's a little ambiguous. It's a hard tune. It's a challenge, and I mean, I like that overall. You're giving them challenges.
Thanks so much. We're not going to end up our set with a really cool tune by actually a friend of a friend from New York, J.D. Sanford, and this is called Chico's First Date. You're going to hear from Nick Tang on tenor sax. You're going to hear from Ethan B. Craft on the guitar.
Jacob Barnes, our lead trumpet player, has a featured part in the beginning as well. You might should know that.
Thanks for announcing. Can be bigger. Ah, let me hear it big. Yeah. More air in those high notes. Yeah. It feels a little anxious. You guys sound great. Relax. Enjoy, have fun, dance with it. Okay, I want you, same thing, relax, let it go. Check out the peanut vendor. It's gotta just be soaring over the band. Ba-ba. So, drums, do not rely on the soloist through the break. You need to be counting the whole time, subdividing. Soloist, do not rely on the drums through the break. You need to have a very clear rhythmic idea. You need to be deliberate with the time through that break. And I want to hear more air from you. You look a little scared, and every note you played is great. Great ideas. But for some reason, you look a little hesitant, and I want you to just own it. Piano, are you listening to the soloist? Drums, are you listening to the soloist? You guys are ready to interact with each other. You're a Division I band, you've got a great director, you're very proficient at your instruments. Make some music. Get outside of your own head. Listen to each other. Guitar and piano. Decide who's comping for who. Okay, guitar player, I love your phrasing. I love how deliberate you are. What I want you to do is check out some guitar playing in this style. You know, check out some modern jazz guitar players who play straight eight songs. Because right now, what I'm getting is a sound that's outside of the jazz realm. It's more pop, it's more blues, it's more rock, but it's not really jazz. And jazz is pretty broad, especially jazz guitar. You know, check out some different things that are out there. There's so much to choose from. But really, musically, you're in a good place. You're playing really clear phrases. You built your solo, you know, you're moving around the instrument, the range of the instrument. You're playing melodies. So keep doing what you're doing, but it's time to open up your ears to this style. Say, you know, there's a lot of soloists on these tunes. You don't need to feature everybody on the songs. And all soloists all around. Don't feel like you need to play so much, you know. You don't have to fill all the space. I know it's a big band and solo and you only get one chorus or whatever. But you know, leaving space is part of the soloing too. You guys, great performance. Looking forward to the clinic.